on the drive on KSRO. We apologize for the dead air that we had for a while there. As you know, we're making some technical changes to facilitate Steve Jackson's participation remotely, and we're coming upon obstacles while we do that. But we work through them, and we appreciate your hanging around and letting us know that we're not on the air, as many of you did. Anyway, it's 3:40 on the Wednesday drive, and we're going to be talking theater here. We usually talk about it on Thursday. Today, we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. The folks at the Transcendence Theater Company have been bringing Broadway-caliber entertainment to the North Bay for over a decade. They're getting ready to fire up their latest season, and here to tell us all about that and lots of other stuff, the Artistic Director of Transcendence, Amy Miller, and the Executive Director, Brad Sarosky. Welcome, Amy and Brad, to The Drive.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you, and on the air. That's the best part about it. So, 12th season.
Amazing, yes. 12th season. We can't believe it.
It's unbelievable. We showed up here and did not know any single person in Sonoma County, and it was an impossible dream, and it came true, and it reminds me every day of the power of theater and live performance and music and its ability to unite people. So we're just thrilled.
So for folks who aren't familiar with Transcendence, fill them in on just who Transcendence is and what you do.
Well, first, the word transcendence actually means excelling, surpassing, or going beyond the usual limits. So when the company's name was formed, it was all about creating something extraordinary for people. And we've been performing for 12 years at Jack London State Historic Park in Sonoma. There's pre-show picnicking, the best of Sonoma County's food and wine, a real connection to the community. And then for those who haven't been to Jack London, there's the ruins of an old winery that was destroyed in the 1906 earthquake. It's one of the most extraordinary open-air theaters in the world. And you get to see the first act with the vineyards behind you and the birds flying in the sky. And then you watch a sunset. The second half is under the stars. And we bring Broadway under the stars and Broadway caliber talent. Also, Transcendence, we do a lot of work in the community, a lot of arts education, community engagement work. Just passionate about using theater to unite people and bring joy and spread happiness.
Now, you mentioned Jack London State Park, but you have a very strong connection to Jack London. Talk about the relationship between Transcendence and the park.
Yes, I can do that. So when we first came to Sonoma, we knew nobody, and we were just like, we were going to wineries and just saying, do you know...
That's what people do.
Do you like musical theater? Do you have any land? And anyway, we heard, I won't go into the whole story, but we heard that it was about the same time when there were about 72 state parks set for closure. And we came up here from Los Angeles. We knew we wanted to start a theater here in Sonoma. We already had made that decision. And we went to a state park, Annadel State Park, and we met some rangers there, and they pointed us to Jack London. And when we walked in there, it was like, oh my gosh, this is a theater. And this is all on video. We have all this on video, us walking out, how many chairs could fit in those winery ruins. And we then put on a show. This was October 1st, 2011. We put on a one-night-only show to help support the park to keep it open because it was set for closure at that time. And people were saying nobody was going to show up. We had our friends from New York, different friends fly in for a one-night-only benefit, and over 900 people showed up that night. And that started our partnership. And to this day, a portion of each ticket goes back to the park. We've now raised over $680,000 to help keep the park open and thriving. It's an amazing partnership. It's very unique to have. It's a nonprofit that runs the park. And we have a partnership with them, therefore a partnership with California State Parks to do our performances.
Now, as we said, you've been doing this for 12 years. The last few years have been a real challenge for theater, and theater in Sonoma County in particular. Not only the pandemic, but then the fires before that. How has Transcendence managed to survive through these difficult times?
Do you want me to? Well, Amy, our artistic director here, she decided from the very beginning that we were going to video every performance that we have done in the park. And so when the pandemic hit in 2020 and knocked us all to our knees, we had all these videos of all of the shows. So we put together an online season. So we did the summer season pretty much like We had four. You want to talk about the shows?
Yeah, we had four shows, and we even timed it like you were watching the sunset and going into the night. Like, whether it started in June, you know how the sunset sets and the lights come, you know, earlier. And it was amazing to revisit a decade of the Broadway Under the Stars performances. So we were able to, I think, 170,000 people watched our online season.
Yeah.
People from all across the country and the world, which was amazing.
We actually expanded our audiences that way. And so we just asked.
That was the silver lining in the cloud that was the pandemic. Streaming theater opened up that theater world to the world. Mm-hmm. You could see Sonoma County plays wherever you were in the world. And that was the only silver lining out of that cloud.
But it was a silver lining, and we this was all free. But we of course asked for donations because we're a nonprofit, and people gave us donations. And it was really, to answer your question, the community that got us through the pandemic with donations. All of our sponsors stayed on through the online season and actually sponsored us, and we found innovative ways to give them exposure. And then. We came back. We started doing drive-ins with live theater, and we showed movies, but we also did live theater drive-ins, and then we just gradually came back. But it was 2021. We did a half a season last year. We did a full season, and now we're ready to really, you know, rock it big.
But
it's been hard. Audiences have been definitely down from how they were in the past, and we've been relying a lot on the community. And
the great advantage you have in that is you're an outdoor venue.
Exactly.
A lot of people are concerned about going indoors still, but it's out in beautiful Jack London Park.
Exactly. It's all outdoors, open air. That definitely helps.
Yeah. So you're getting ready to begin your 12th season. Let's just preview it a little bit. We're going to be talking about it more over the next few months. But give us an overview of what's coming up for Transcendence.
Great. We are so excited for the season. We're starting with a musical review called The Beat Goes On. So that's celebrating the music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which is going to be so fun. I mean, everything from Ray Charles to Led Zeppelin to Madonna to John Lennon. I mean, it's going to be an incredible night with so much music. For those who came to the shows last year, Susan Drouse has written a lot of our productions that have been really big hits. And she wrote Hooray for Hollywood last year and is doing The Beat Goes On. Second in the lineup, we're so excited after 4 years to actually be producing a full musical. So we're going the full Monty, which is one of Broadway's hit musical comedies. We wanted something that was very meaningful and moving, but also a lot of fun for our audiences. So we will be doing that as our second show. We did a Chorus Line in 2019 and have not been able to produce a musical since then. So that's our second slot. And then we're concluding with An Enchanted Evening, which is going to be celebrating the magic of the Valley of the Moon. It's going to be Broadway songs and beyond. It's going to be a really elegant, amazing, amazing night. So that's our season.
Excellent. And again, we'll be talking about all those shows in more detail as the season progresses. Brad mentioned sponsorships early, how much he appreciated his sponsors sticking with them through the pandemic. We welcome Transcendence as a sponsor of our Theater Thursday segments. So Transcendence will allow us to continue to cover theater from throughout the North Bay on our Theater Thursday segments, as well as making appearances to promote their own show. So welcome and thank you for that.
Thank you. We're honored.
And that will kick off tomorrow. And folks, we will be giving tickets away to all of the Transcendence performances throughout the season. So you want to tune in to Theater Thursday, brought to you by the Transcendence Theater Company, to get your opportunity to grab a pair of tickets to their various productions and enjoy the Transcendence experience. Amy Miller and Brad Sorosky of the Transcendence Theater Company, thank you so much for coming in. We apologize for the technical blips. We will have it fixed the next time you come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So much fun. Thank you.